WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't think I was going to make it here. I was in Pennsylvania doing a thing for the Playboy Channel down there. I was filming Amish Girls Gone Wild down there for Playboy Channel, so it's kind of tough to get their bonnets off, but once we did, they warmed up pretty good, I'll tell you. That's right. Yeah, churn that butter, honey. Churn that butter, boy. That's good right there. But I'm kind of irritated, though. We was driving back in the car and had an accident. I'm going to sue Geico Insurance. We had an accident, and they sent out an actual lizard to handle the claim, for God's sake. What in the world? I was madder than a Keebler elf getting demoted to Fudge Packer. I tell you what, I couldn't believe.
I'd like to die.
That's upset, man. That's upset right there. That's right.
Oh, get her done.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lawrence, your cable technician.
Boy, if I had a ticket to NASCAR or to see Larry the Cable Guy live, I'd like to die.
It's driving me crazy.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Suck on that, losers.
That's what we're looking for.
This radio extravaganza comes with a 100% no-money-back guarantee.
Quick thought. We'll have Frank Caliendo in about an hour. Right. Pour out whatever he wants to pour out because he was so nice slipping our name in on the Letterman show last night.
Join us for the Frank Caliendo infomercial.
He just threw it in the middle of all of his jumble with the Madden stuff. And it was
better that way than any other way.
Yeah. Quite funny. We loved it. Here it is real quick. It's only like...
I mean, there's a guy who's honest. If he wasn't honest, he'd never be a real boy. Get swallowed by a whale. His nose would start to grow. And Geppetto would get sick. I mean, what do you see?
We are so easily pleased. But
we are, aren't we? But it's great to be pleased.
So Frankie C. will be on the show in about an hour, and we'll let him whore it out however he wants.
FC.
Also, while watching that show last night, The Letterman Show. More than ever, am I convinced that Katie Holmes is a Stepford wife.
Boy, she's awfully strange. She was the same way on Regis as she was on Letterman.
Not that this girl was ever a ball of fire. I mean, she was, what was the WB show she was on? Seventh?
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Seventh something. She was a hot little piece of ass.
Innocent, wide-eyed.
And I saw her, I guess, on HBO in the movie where she's the president's daughter.
Yep.
And again, just like that Mandy Moore kind of, hey, I'm a crazy girl. What's happening?
She's totally different in her movies than she is when you see her interviewed.
And last night when I watched her on Letterman, first of all, the page boy haircut doesn't do it for me. And she sits there with her hands perfectly matched as if to control everything she's going to say. And you know when you were talking before about Johnny Depp being like that low actor talking thing?
Yeah, she does.
He's like going, you are great. You are fantastic. She's like, you are so kind to say that to me, Dave.
Very interesting that her promotional tour for her latest movie coincides with this unauthorized autobiography of Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I mean, this unauthorized biography, not autobiography. And watching him interviewed today, I guess in the book, he says that she feels alone and isolated. You know, he quotes unnamed sources. And, you know, the guy that wrote this biography, as much as I'd like to believe everything he says, is one of these smarmy print guys that doesn't have a lot of sources.
He's a British guy, too.
And he's a little smarmy. He's a tough guy to like, and everybody gives him a hard time. But then you see Tom Cruise, and you realize Tom Cruise just ain't quite right.
Right.
You know, you see his behavior patterns the way, and they show this shot of him. I think he's with the head of the Church of Scientology, and I didn't know that they do this, but he's accepting some sort of award. This is all I saw. They do this salute. That is this amazingly like military, but it's more intense than the military, where he salutes the guy and then the guy salutes him almost violently, and then they do this man hug where they're going, and that's what Tom Cruise does like all the time, even in his movies.
The whole thing with Tom Cruise is that He's the next. He's the leader of the Scientology.
That's a legend in the Church of Scientology saying he's not the second in command, like this guy said.
That the baby that was with L. Ron Hubbard's sperm. And all I'm saying is that
a lot of weird stuff.
She's like a Stepford wife.
Yeah.
Second thing, we were talking about Denzel Washington before.
Right.
I wish I had the name of this comedian, a black comedian. If anybody knows this guy, I'd love to play some tape of him.
Johnny Brown?
Rob, there's more than one great black comedian.
George Kirby.
No, I don't. They're both great. Johnny Brown, George Kirby are great.
I have to pull the microphone away for a moment.
Nipsey Russell.
Oh, that's right. He's dead. Sorry, Rob.
There was a guy on whatever stand-up, sit-down, whatever it was. This guy did a killer Denzel Washington. Now, Denzel Washington has a very distinct voice.
Mike, oh, I know.
Yeah?
It's George Wallace. The best 10 o'clock show in Las Vegas. On the Strip. That's right.
On the Strip.
On the Strip.
Anyway, if anybody knows who this cat is, love to play some tape of him because he does Denzel Washington. The bit that I saw was Denzel Washington as he was in Training Day in one of his very nice movies.
Okay.
Like Driving Miss Daisy or whatever the movie is where he plays the nice, lovable guy. What if he did with the personality of Training Day? And the guy... I'd never heard an impression of Denzel Washington before.
Tough impression to do, I would imagine.
And it was right on.
Wow.
Again, maybe I'm, as always, just talking out of my butt here.
Girlfriend, you have Denzel on the brain today.
Every day, Mike.
You do.
But I just remembered that it was a rather striking.
He falls into that category, though, of if he's in a movie, I'm going to go see it.
Sure. Yeah.
Just because it's him.
And then the other thing to discuss is... If I do, in fact, there's like a 1% chance I'm going to do this, but I might have the opportunity, being as we have Monday off for MLK Day, I might have the opportunity to go to Green Bay for the game on Sunday night.
Uh-huh. Right.
The championship game.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking about it, and I'd love to go. I got a guy up there. Bless you.
It's not that guy that was on the show, is it?
The Jew? Yeah, the Jew guy. No.
The Jew. The Jew guy.
Well, that's how he described it.
Yeah, he identified himself.
He said, hey, Don, I'm your Jew friend.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. Is it a night game? Is it a Sunday night game?
My kid's bar mitzvah. Yeah, it's Sunday night at 6:30. Anyway, I could buy a couple of tickets from a friend of mine who's got them up there.
Right.
And I'm thinking about it, and I'm a diehard Packers fan, and flying to Green Bay is not easy, but it certainly is doable.
Yep.
It just gets to the point when they say it's going to be 11 degrees, uh-huh. And while you think about that, you think, that's Packer weather. God, that's really great weather.
Wind chill factor of 13 degrees below zero.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, now, if they win, they'll go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And the Super Bowl is in Phoenix.
Uh-huh. Right.
Warm.
And no problem with the weather there.
Right.
No, now, that's warm there.
Now, on the other hand,
Yeah, boy.
Warm, right? Phoenix is warm, right?
On the other hand, though, you've got everything that is Lambeau Field.
Right.
Everything that is being there for...
How many championships will be at Lambeau Field?
And really, there's only one like every 10 years, and number of championship games I've been to would be zero.
Wow.
Would be zero. So...
So, I mean, is it a toss-up between Super Bowl or the actual championship game?
I'm probably going to go to... We're going to go to one of the games. I'd love to go this weekend, but...
How long since you've been to Lambeau?
Oh, God. Maybe 15 years? Longer than that?
Let me offer this.
Again?
Between the two... I'm thinking about that guy that... our Cuban tour guy that Don was talking about
Cuban
before.
Cuban Pete.
Would the idea of being there with all of the fans and being part of that supersede the elements that are going to be with seriously 13 degree below zero wind chill?
See, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I know me. I was talking about it with my girlfriend. I said, cause she's all for it.
Right.
God bless her. She's like, hey, listen, if you want to go sit outside and freeze your ass off, this means a lot to you. More power to you.
Right.
I know me, though. And as much as I love the Packers and as much as I would love being there, I definitely could see myself take myself out of the situation, looking like third person. If they're winning 10-0, 13-0, I could easily say, I'm freezing. Let's go back to the hotel.
Right.
Right.
But, at that point.
But you know what?
I floated. Or even here, here's another possible speed bump. Not a bad speed bump. Understand these are all good things. I'm happy about
sure.
these,
of course.
These things. I'm just debating them. It really would be easier to stay with my brother. in Milwaukee than to go through the hassle of getting a hotel in Green Bay.
Right. How close is your brother to Lambeau?
About 2 hours away.
Really? Is that close?
Yeah, pretty close.
That's not bad.
But that means...
He owes you.
But that means I'd be, in essence, staying in a treehouse.
No. Come on
pond.
Now.
It has heat.
He has more than... He doesn't live in a trailer, does he?
No. Define trailer.
All I say is if you go to Lambeau, will you take pictures?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I really like to... You know what? I'm interested in seeing you in the getup. And cover your face.
I would dress like the youngest kid in A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
right.
You literally can't move because you're in the parka. Because they talk about, they certainly know how to prepare up there.
And that's the other thing, too, thinking about going there. Yeah. You know, packing a parka with you, packing
a lot of luggage.
It's a lot of stuff. So, I don't know.
And in Phoenix, you'll have the NFL experience.
Now, you see, that is the other thing, is the Super Bowl sucks.
It really does, and we've
been to enough of them. We know. I mean, even if it's the best game in the world,
it's corporate America. It's no longer the land of the fan as much as it's corporate America.
Right.
I think Lambeau would be an amazing trip.
So do I. I just think it would be amazing if it was about 20 degrees warmer.
Get yourself some hand warmers, boy. Put them in your pocket.
All right. I'm just trying to be honest with myself about this. Yeah. Do that if I want to take the time and take the money, as devoted as I am to that team. I could go up there, and if we spent like 6 hours before the game walking around Green Bay, walking around the stadium, by the time you get inside, you sit down. If it's cold.
And even though you're you in Phoenix right now, where will you be staying in Phoenix?
Oh, that's true.
I got news for you. It doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States right now. You're staying in Tucson.
The closest room to Phoenix might be Jimmy's house.
I already got someone working on
hotel
room
rooms.
For me. Yes,
lodging. Yeah.
Yes, I understand the place to stay, Mike.
Oh, really?
Is out by the airport.
Out by the airport.
That's what I've been called. I've been told.
Zang.
I've been told there's a Best Western in Tempe, and if I buy a 7-night minimum,
right,
I'm guaranteed. Have one night of the Super Bowl.
That's the second Best Western.
Yeah, and you can go to the commissioner's party.
That'll be good.
Anyway. That all is just a wonderful fantasy. I will probably end up just sitting on my fat ass at home,
I bet,
watching it on TV.
If you went to Lambeau, I bet you wouldn't feel the cold.
You didn't seem to feel it the day you and I went.
The Buzz.
And I remember that being very cold.
You went to Lambeau? I thought you went to the Bears game.
No, Buzz.
No, we did.
Buzz went to a Bears game with me, but Buzz also took Buzz. My God, Buzz, how long ago?
Oh,
that
a million
was
years ago.
1981.
Right.
I took Buzz to a Packers game.
Have you been to regular games where the conditions were completely outrageous?
Yeah, and I've done the same thing. I mean, at regular game. I mean, I think at that game, I may have said to Buzz like halfway through, I'm freezing. Cause,
we left.
Not at that time.
Is there anywhere to go at Lambeau? Can you go anywhere where you can just, like, even on the concourse, do they have any
they've
way?
They've rebuilt the whole stadium. They have, like, an atrium, and they've got a food court, and they've got, everything else there in the
world.
So
it's not like you have to sit there exposed for 5 hours.
No, and I mean, you'd be in Packers nirvana. I mean, doubt. You'd be like dying and going to Packers heaven, for God's sake.
You'd be there.
And it's a nighttime game?
6:30.
6:30
on Sunday night.
That's nice. Going to be so cold.
You know who could offer you good advice on that? Jim Nance.
Man, I'll tell you something. This is extremely dangerous, guys. Danger to the fans. Now, I understand that there's a championship game that has to be played, but I'm going to tell you, these fans are subjecting themselves to severe frostbite.
Anyway, it's nice to think about. I sure am lucky to be able to have the opportunity to at least have a guy offer me tickets and think I got a way to get up there. So maybe I'm thinking about it. We shall see. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Hey, hi.
Bueno Arbusto, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I have the name of the comedian that you want.
The guy that does Denzel? Who is it?
It's Reggie Reg.
Reggie Reg.
Hey, would someone Google him and find out if this guy's on the level?
Reggie Reg!
Because it's Denzel.
He was on Letterman's Impressionist week.
Was he really on Letterman? I didn't see him there. I saw him on, like, maybe Comedy Central. Something.
Reggie Reg.
Reggie Reg.
I like that name.
Right.
I'd love to see an impression of Denzel.
Thank you, my friend. And And, hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, guys. From somebody who's a diehard Packers fan, Don, go. You haven't been there in 15 years. The way they redid it, the Hall of Fame, the atrium, everything, it's amazing. Yeah. I think I had a, what do you call it, a WET dream while I was there.
I'm sure I wouldn't. I'm sure it would F-R-E-E-Z-E also.
Well, I'm sure it is. But
you know, my L-O-V-E would F-R-E-E-Z-E.
Then you could actually, if you could keep it frozen, you could you know, keep it as a souvenir. Lambo Love, call it. You know?
My Lambo Liquor.
Lambo Liquor.
There is a clip of Reggie Reg on YouTube. You want me to bring it up on your computer?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. While we're waiting for that, hey, here's good news. This is really good news, I think. Oprah Winfrey is not our number one most favorite TV personality anymore.
Yay.
Okay, she's won this thing like for 5 years in a row. And here's...
Thank God Montel finally knocked her out of the top spot.
Although it is a disturbing list when you get to...
These are the favorite TV personalities?
Yep, Harris poll. That's the one that we count. That's the one that we all pretty much agree is the one that... The Harris poll?
Not necessarily. I'd do the local one, the Harrison poll.
the
Harrison poll, composed by Barbara Harrison.
Right.
But thank you, Fag, for getting Sam Harris in there as soon as you could.
Sugar Don't Bite. Was that the name of his song?
And Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I always like
Enchanted. Oh, and Idol's on tonight.
Busy time of year for you, isn't it?
Hold on. That certainly was not Simon Cowell.
That's not Reggie Reg.
That was not what I was looking for. Hold on a second. Simon, 17, Simon Cowell.
I haven't been drowning kittens for 7 years. I've just been telling a few people who are useless singers, you're a useless singer.
He was our 11th most popular TV personality.
Is it me, or does he sound like perhaps we can look forward to an even meaner Simon in 2000?
It's a miracle diet. It's called Don't Eat So Much. And guess what? It works.
Anyway, he's number 11. At number 10, we have Homer Simpson. Number 9, Ray Romano.
I hate it when they do the cartoon characters.
Number 8, Bill O'Reilly. Number 7, Stephen Colbert. Number 6, David Letterman. Number 5, Jon Stewart. Number 4, Hugh Laurie from House. Mm-hmm. Here's the one that bothered me. Number 3, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Number 2, Oprah Winfrey. And number 1 is Ellen DeGenitals.
Interesting.
Well, she is kind of, even after her meltdowns about the dog.
Gay.
Even though she broke down and she didn't honor the writer's strike.
Hold on. Here's Reg. Here's Reggie Reg. Let's see if he does his Denzel here. This is the cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, very happy to... I come before the American people because we're protecting America against terror.
It's odd to see a black guy doing President Bush. Fast forward a bit,
right,
please, because his Denzel is really great.
Do you think do we get Denzel in this clip?
Yeah, I guess so. Someone researched it and said that they do.
Buffering.
Be interesting to see what it is about Denzel's speech pattern that I'm telling able
you
to pick up on.
You will immediately identify and go, wow. Oh my God, it's so right on.
And see, goes righty, I am the pudding.
That's
right
Cosby.
Here. Not the pudding right here, not mm-hmm. a jello. So whenever you get up, just be able to take the butt when you get up.
All right, come on, do Denzel.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
This is Otto. Mr. President, your political pal, I mean, you're embarrassing the party.
Maybe we should take the time to go through it and just find... because this
just
other
found just Denzel, because nobody on. Does Denzel.
This other stuff is really not worth our time.
Mr. President, I saw you too. The whole world saw you, Mr. President. This is Morgan Freeman. You got to be able to shake your butt, Mr. President. We're going to show you how. Do you know how to walk it out? You know how to walk it out. While you're out there dancing. First of all.
That's Jesse Jackson.
Red,
move
white,
it, move
yellow,
it ahead.
Pastel
move it ahead.
Green. Okay. But first, we want to go like this. When you go, you want to do the robot. Mm-hmm. Mr. President, first day of training, George W. Bush. I want to show you around, give you a little taste of the business, you know?
Listen, now, here it is.
Okay, that's now you can tell the Denzel.
I taught 42 prisons. You are the 43rd, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's his wheelhouse.
I tell you.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just want you to relax. Okay? I'm going to take you to a
bunch of clubs, okay? Just relax. We're going to take you out and show you the business, all right? Hey, whoa, slow down, Mr. President. It's going to be all right.
Wow.
You're rolling with me now. You understand?
Brilliant.
You understand? Okay, my Nick.
Wow. Is that guy incredible?
Yeah, that's
huh?
Very good. That is great. You got to weed through the other ones. You get that one, like, you know, with Caliendo, with John Madden, you get that one that he kills with.
Wow. Reggie Reg, and you never hear anybody do Denzel. And like you were saying, Buzz, that's what caught me as well. It's like,
yeah, what? How?
It's a speech pattern that's unique.
And, you know, in the world of impressionists, can I give you a moment of ego here?
Sure, there.
Kind of psyched that I do a better Morgan Freeman than the black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be. You should be, because you do.
And I do a better Bush, too.
Yep. Yeah, also. But yeah, Bush is Bush. Everybody, but I mean, it's just kind of funny, you know, when I'm listening for that. But then when you hear, you know how it is? When they hit on that one that they kill on, you're hearing the guy.
Uh-huh.
And it almost sounds like they're playing a tape.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Pretty goddamn good. All right, the guy's name is Reggie Reg.
Cool.
Find it on YouTube. Oh, here we go. Let's try to give away some money, some cash, some prizes. It's been a long time since we pulled out the old Don't Call Me Chief. This is so simple, it's beautiful. You're in your car listening to the show right now. No matter where in America, you can play this game. You go to a drive-through window, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., whatever.
Anywhere you're going to encounter a person that's going to be taking your money.
You call us at 877-365-3636. Then when you get up there to the clown's mouth, you say, "Hey, Chief.
Tell me about your specials, Chief. Chief, I'm really looking forward to having maybe a double burger, Chief.
Hey, Chief, that double R bar burger sure does look good. Hey, Chief.
Any other specials today, Chief? How about the milkshakes, Chief? Do you have any specials, Chief?
Hey, Chief, can I get that double R bar burger with no pickles on it? Hey, will you help a brother out, Chief?
Chief, are there any new desserts that you have on the menu? Is this, Chief, the menu that you had last week, Chief, or is this a brand new menu, Chief?
Now, this is why it's fun. We give you 30 seconds, and you just call the person behind the clown's mouth Chief as many times as you can naturally in 30 seconds. And if at any time in the 30 seconds the clown's box says, the clown's mock, they say,
yeah,
"Don't call me Chief." Or,
it's happened before.
"Why are you calling me Chief?"
Yeah, it can be a question or it can be a "Don't call me Chief anymore."
Right.
I tell you, I ordered a double Whopper last week, Chief, and it wasn't the best one I've had. I hope my one's today's a little bit better, Chief.
Pull around, please.
Hey, Chief, I haven't finished my order yet. Hey, Chief, how about those apple pies? You got them apple pies, Chief?
Who is this, Denzel Washington?
No, this is not Denzel Washington.
Hey, don't call me Morgan.
I will tell you that you're working here, and you know what the reason is?
Why, sir?
Because you can hardly read.
So you pick out the fast food restaurant, pull up, get the schmuck behind the counter, and all you do in 30 seconds, if they just say, "Don't call me Chief," you are a big, fat winner.
Yeah, tough game to win, but we've had winners before.
And our phone number is 877-365-3636. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.